Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
We never knew him to be a particularly religious man, and certainly not someone who was a devout Christian.
I've made every concession that I possibly can make for Rebecca, and I have to draw the line in the sand somewhere. And this is where I choose to draw it. My faith means a lot to me.
This was just something that he knew was going to have a negative effect on Mom, and I think that's why he did it.
I'm taking her to hear the teachings of perhaps the most prominent Jewish rabbi in the history of this great planet of ours.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Joseph Ries, he's a Catholic now. He was a Jew for a while when he was married to his wife, Rebecca. They had a child, at least one, and that child got baptized after their divorce. He took that child to be baptized in the Catholic Church. He says it matters to him. And then the wife, reacting because she was not consulted, her permission was not sought or gotten, she got a judge to sign a restraining order saying no more exposure to Christianity, only to Judaism. But he violated that order and took his daughter again to church with the press watching. He says he has to do this. Do you agree? If you were in Joseph Ries' shoes, would you have done the same? We're going to hear the story from ABC News, and I want your reaction. It's audio, open lines, issues, etc. for the next 25 minutes of the program. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Call with your reaction, questions, and comments. But I want to know, would you have done the same when you hear the story? Or do you think the wife has a point here? Look, we agreed to raise this child Jewish, and regardless of what you think you are now, even though we're divorced, you have to consult me on these things. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc. Does the wife have a point? Now, put yourself in her shoes for a second. If it wasn't Judaism and Christianity, what if you had married someone who converted from Mormonism to Christianity during your marriage, then after the divorce went back to being a Mormon, but took your child without your permission or even telling you to be baptized in a Mormon temple? Would you react? How would you react? 1-877-623-6943. And another question, did the courts have any business intervening here? This is the family court. They handle matters of custody and what exes can and can't do with children of divorce. Did they have any business intervening on this subject? I want to hear from you. I know you have an opinion. 1-877-623-6943. What if you weren't the parents of this child, but the grandparents? What would your opinion be on this? Talk back at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-6943. Let's hear the story from ABC News.
A bitter custody battle that could land the father of a three-year-old in jail. The Chicago man faces criminal charges today for taking his daughter to church. It sounds like a simple father-daughter activity, but in this case, the father was violating court orders, orders not to expose the toddler to any religion other than Judaism. Chris Comer's here with this exclusive interview, Chris.
It is an ugly situation, George. Now, Joseph Reyes says he just wanted to expose his daughter to Catholicism. That's his religion. But his estranged wife, who says they agreed to raise their child according to Judaism, sees his actions as an attempt to provoke her during their already contentious split. She wouldn't talk to us, but her attorney did. And I sat down with Reyes to try to find out if this is an issue of religious freedom or sour grapes. Most of the faithful go to church in search of serenity and community. But what about going to church to break the law? When Joseph Reyes took his daughter to church last month, he did exactly that.
What does your daughter mean to you?
Everything. She's the nucleus of everything I do.
This was just something that he knew was going to have a negative effect on Mom, and I think that's why he did it.
A bitter divorce battle playing out in Chicago is pushing the boundaries on child custody arrangements. What faith to raise a child? Reyes, who served in Afghanistan and is a law student, is facing up to 6 months in jail for defying an order forbidding him from taking his child to church.
All right, we'll stop, and I want your reaction. We'll play more of ABC News story on Joseph Reyes, his daughter, being baptized and then taking her to church against a court's order. Did the court have any business intervening in the religious upbringing of this child? I mean, family courts deal with all sorts of things stemming from divorce and custody battles. What about the religious upbringing of the children? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Does the mom have a point if your ex took your child and had them baptized, say, in a Mormon temple against your will without asking your permission? How would you react? Maybe you wouldn't go to the courts, but how would you react? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
Married to Rebecca in 2004, Joseph converted to Judaism to make her family happy.
It wasn't a voluntary decision. I did it because, one, my mother and father-in-law would not accept me in any other way, and two, because they would not accept me, it was putting a lot of burden on the marriage.
Hola, Daddy.
But the marriage couldn't be saved, and eventually his estranged wife got custody of their daughter. Now three, their daughter was going to a Jewish preschool and, according to Rebecca's attorney, was being raised Jewish. But Joseph, who says he never stopped practicing Catholicism, decided to have her baptized without discussing it with Rebecca.
I sent her pictures and I sent her an email.
How did Rebecca react when you told her that you had baptized your child?
She responded in kind with a motion for a temporary restraining order.
Did the courts have any business in this? Now, if your child had been taken by your ex to be baptized in a religion not your own, let's say it was not Judaism or Christianity, but you were a Christian and that your ex takes your child to be baptized as a Mormon. He returns to his Mormon faith and he or she has your child baptized as a Mormon. How would you have reacted to that? Does the mom have a point here? Does the father, is it really here, in your opinion, an issue of religious freedom? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
In what some are calling an extraordinary court order, a family court judge imposed a 30-day temporary restraining order forbidding Joseph from exposing his daughter to any other religion other than the Jewish religion during his visitation.
She was shocked. I mean, number one, it wasn't just the religious thing per se. It was just the idea that he would suddenly, out of nowhere, without any discussion, having never gone to church, have the little girl baptized. And she looked at it as basically an assault on her little girl.
Joseph says he just wants to share his faith with his daughter, something experts say is usually allowed in divorce.
A parent who has visitation rights does have the right to expose the child to his religious beliefs, to teach the child his religion, to take the child to his religious services, unless there seems to be likely psychological or physical harm stemming from that exposure.
But instead of waiting the 30 days ordered by the court, Joseph called a local TV station to watch him take his daughter to church again.
I'm taking her to hear the teachings of perhaps the most prominent Jewish rabbi in the history of this great planet of ours.
But this time, Rebecca asked the judge to hold him in contempt of court for an act she felt posed harm to the child. And the same judge who made it illegal for Joseph to take his daughter to church could today decide to hold Joseph in contempt, a crime that carries up to 6 months in jail. Joseph claims he didn't break any rules.
Going to church, I don't think, violated the order.
Why not?
Based on the information that I was given, Catholicism falls right under the umbrella of Judaism.
Do you think you're making it better by what you did, flouting the order and calling in the media?
I don't think that that helped to basically end the conflict. I've made every concession that I possibly can make for Rebecca, and I have to draw the line in the sand somewhere. And this is where I choose to draw it. My faith means a lot to me.
His wife's attorney sees it as something else.
I think he just was trying to exert some power. I don't think we never knew him to be a particularly religious man and certainly not someone who was a devout Christian.
Later today, Joseph Reyes will find out if his decision to put faith first will land him in jail.
The only thing that I want to be able to do is be a great dad to my daughter.
Well, this is a thorny one. I don't know how far he's going to get with that argument that, that Catholicism is part of Judaism. But what is Joseph's best legal argument here?
His best argument is harm, that taking his kid to church did no harm to the child. And that's a legitimate way to go after this restraining order. The religion argument, he's going to play on the judge's inability to define religion. But I don't know that he's going to get a lot of purchase.
And his lawyer is also going to file a challenge against the judge?
He is. They're going to say that because the original judge in this case was Jewish, he was biased. They're going to try to have him removed by right. If they can't, they will file a motion today when the judge is supposed to decide to have that judge removed because he had a bias against Catholics.
Okay, Chris Cuomo, thanks very much.
A pretty mixed up story, but what do you make of it? If you were in Joseph Reyes' shoes, estranged from your wife, you have occasional custody of your daughter. You've returned to Roman Catholicism. You want to have your daughter baptized. If you ask permission, she's going to say no. It may get messy legally after that as well. You go ahead and do it? Or do you ask your ex-wife and see how it goes? If you're the ex-wife and your ex has had your child baptized without asking your permission, do you go to the courts? How do you react? I want to hear from you. It's Audio Open Lines Issues, Etc. Live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 16th of February. 1-877-623-6943. That's our call-in number. 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us with your questions, your comments, your reaction at Issues ETC. Or send us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Would you have done the same as Joseph Reyes? Baptized your child without permission and then let the legal consequences fall when your wife has a restraining order issued against you? Take your child to church in spite of the fact that the judge seems to have said you can't do that at least for 1 month. Would you have done the same? I want to hear from you. Talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at @issuesetc, or give us a call. This break is a great time to call. 10 more minutes of Audio Open Lines after this. 1-877-623-6943. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
A new powerful film on abortion.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The new film, South Dakota, A Woman's Right to Choose, does not explicitly promote one view of abortion. Nevertheless, it is being hailed by many as pro-life. The Los Angeles Times recently published an article about 1,000 high school-age girls who previewed the movie. Most said it made them value life more. They said they were moved by the images they saw of 22-week-old unborn babies. They were also repulsed by the comments of pro-choice advocates, such as Gloria Allred, who called unborn babies parasites and equated pregnancy with slavery.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.
How did Rebecca react when you told her that you had baptized your child?
She responded in kind with a motion for a temporary restraining order.
She was shocked. I mean, number one, it wasn't just the religious thing per se. It was just the idea that he would suddenly, out of nowhere, without any discussion, having never gone to church, have the little girl baptized. And she looked at it as basically an assault on her little girl.
That's Joseph Reyes and the attorney for his ex-wife. She's none too happy, not only that he had their daughter baptized after their divorce without asking her, but also that after a restraining order that you heard the lawyer talking about there, after the restraining order saying no more contact with the religion other than Judaism, that's the ex-wife's religion, for 1 month during that restraining order, he did take their daughter to church. Did he do the right thing? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MY-IE, Twitter us at IssuesETC, or send us an email right here in the studio on this Tuesday afternoon, the 16th of February, talkback at IssuesETC.org. Here's Kathy calling from St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi. I do think it's a matter of religious freedom, and I would wonder politically how it would look if it had been a Catholic judge who ruled against Judaism or any other faith. I think the backlash for that would be very great. It would look very prejudiced. For whatever reason, it's not prejudiced to rule against the Christian faith. And I do think, too, that the dad, it's not unusual for parents who have had children, as the children start to age, they realize they want to raise them in their faith, whether it is within marriage or outside of marriage. And it's not uncommon for parents to all of a sudden realize, hey, I want to, you know, go back to how I was raised with my kids, and they had maybe left the church for years or whatever faith they are, and then go back to it. So I think that's a bogus argument with that. And I think the man, whether no matter what faith he is, do we want to allow parents to have this type of input, or do we want the courts to get more and more involved in these type of cases? What else are they going to say he can do or can't do? What about if a particular parent doesn't like certain traditions that a Christian would do at Christmas time? So what about if he's not able to celebrate Christmas with his daughter because they had originally agreed to raise their daughter in the Jewish faith? I mean, this could really get sticky.
Well, I agree.
At the least.
Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Charles. Let's see. Steve is calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
You know, I think it's very hard to unwind this whole thing because, you know, what I find interesting is if we side with one parent because it's Christian, do we open up can words for the other in case what happens down there, as you brought up, if the shoe is on the other foot? But I think what happens, the bigger kind of underlying issue is the fact that as Christians, do we really take seriously whom we want to marry, and do we really treat the faith question as something that is really center of what our decision-making process on whom we marry, or is it one of those tangential things that, oh, we'll just work it out in the future, and either A, it's never addressed because the person doesn't take their faith seriously, or in this case, when someone decides to take their faith seriously, we end up in this kind of mess.
Thank you very much, Steve. Now, Steve raises a good question here. It kind of makes an argument for marrying within the bounds of one's faith, which sounds so quaint and so outdated, but they wouldn't be having this argument, you see, if they had, or perhaps if he never promised to convert to Judaism in the first place. I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943, Twitter us at IssuesETC, or send us an email, talkback at IssuesETC.org. On Facebook, Rod in Canada says, this can only end poorly for everyone involved because the whole situation is messy from the get-go and clearly is going to only escalate as things move forward, although you may have to ask the mother how taking the daughter to a Catholic church would be doing harm by the mere act of being there. Good point. Rod, thank you very much for listening in Canada. Jason in Cedar Park, Texas says, this is a hard one for me. And you bring it up on the opposite side. What if my child with mom taking him to the Mormon temple? I think about the conversion stories in Scripture. The jailer didn't delay in having his whole family baptized. Yes, I would violate the court's order. When it comes to life and death, eternal life and death, you do what is right for your child. As far as the opposing scenario for the Christian parent, the baptism in a Mormon temple means nothing, though it may confuse the child And does the child have a say in the case? I guess that depends on the child's age. Was it an infant or a toddler? I think it's a toddler in this case, 3 years old. I think that's what ABC News reported. If not, there are other means of grace that could be communicated to the child. Jason concludes, that's where I'm at. I buy Concordia Publishing House's children's books for my nephews and nieces, but I don't baptize them. But I share the faith in the same way that I can. Thank you very much for listening in Cedar Park, Texas. Jen in Virginia says, this is a tough one. If he's having her baptized because he truly believes it is God's command to raise his daughter as a Christian, then he never should have agreed to have his daughter raised as a Jew. He should have. He should also be talking to the mother, at least putting in writing his beliefs so that she knows. It does seem more like sensationalism and fighting against the ex-wife. There's a question as to whether or not this is all being done out of spite. That's true. However, says Jen, I'm thinking that if this falls under the separation of church and state, I'm not sure the government should be involved in this. It sets a precedent that now the courts can tell us where to take our kids for worship. It's a sad situation all around, says Jen. A sure sign of our sinful and fallen state. Thanks for airing it. Thank you for listening in Virginia, Jen. Jeff in Philadelphia says, I'm not sure what I would do in the father's situation, but my worthless legal advice would be to claim Christianity as a form of Judaism, which it actually is, and get off on a technicality. Well, that's the father is saying that Roman Catholicism is directly connected to Judaism. I would say that's not a very sound theological argument, given the fact that Judaism today is not the forefather of Christianity. The Old Testament covenant is the forefather of Christianity, but I don't think a judge is going to quibble over such things. I don't know if it would hold water in court. Jim in Sagerton, Texas says, not only Christians, but adherents to any religion or none at all should obey the law and the courts. What about the rest of you? What do you think? Should the father simply have asked permission if she said no, not baptized his daughter, asked permission if she said no, went ahead and baptized his daughter? When the injunction came from the judge saying no more Christianity for this child for 1 month, should he have obeyed, waiting the month out? Or should he have done what he did, which is take his daughter to church? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines. Plenty of time for your phone calls and your reaction. Your email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. From Facebook, Jim in Evansville, Illinois says, I'm a child of many divorces, and religious upbringing was a disaster in my family. My mom didn't take us to church and ridiculed my adulterous father for insisting that we go every Sunday. It's only by the grace of God and faithful grandparents that I am a Lutheran pastor today. Because of this, my own daughter's religious upbringing is of primary importance. I will try to listen. Thank you very much, Jim in Evansville. This is not an unusual case at all. Now, as we heard in the ABC News story, most of the time, the courts keep the hands off the religious issue because it's more or less unnecessary. The kid gets bounced back and forth between various churches, no church, things like that. And in the end, the courts keep their hands off. Should the courts have kept their hands off of this one, too? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Jennifer in Overland, Missouri, comments on Facebook saying, I struggle with this with my ex. We grew up Lutheran, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and he was adamant that our adopted children would be raised in the same, no qualms. However, 3 years since the divorce, he has transferred papers to another local LCMS church, and now he goes to a Baptist church. This is disheartening to me because my own son is on the autism spectrum, and it's just confusing things more. They do attend a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation with me on a regular basis when I have them. Not an unusual case at all. Miles in St. Louis says, sometimes we do have to violate the law. The hypothetical Mormon baptism is not analogous because it's not Christian. As Christians, we can't really compare it. Civil law is already out the window anyway. Only God's truth is relevant here. But he can lose custody by violation of the court order. Or he asks, can he lose custody? I think he could, depending on the judge. I mean, I'm no judge. If he loses custody, can he make the case that the child will be trained? We are not to baptize when there's no ability to train the child, bottom line. I hope I would be brave enough to do what he did if I believed that the child could be instructed after baptism. Don in Kansas says, this is another example of why Christians should not marry outside their faith. Looking back into history, we can find articles on mixed marriages and why Christians should marry within the faith. After about 1960, it's hard to find any more articles on this. Most of the time, a mixed marriage results in an unchurched family. The way things are going today, the father may end up in jail, but as a Christian father, he has the responsibility to get his child baptized. This is tough. I mean, what we have here is the nexus of obeying God rather than man. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that he is not doing this out of spite. I think maybe he is, but let's just assume he isn't and deal with the issues. What should he have done? Look, his daughter's mother is his daughter's mother. At the very least, he needs to consult her and ask her, "I want to baptize our daughter. Will you give me your permission? I want to raise her as a Catholic." She says no. He's still her father. He needs to obey God rather than man. When the court intervenes, and you can't keep them from doing it sometimes, the court intervenes and says you can't take her to church for 1 month, I don't know, maybe he could just wait a month and let it blow over. But in any case, we obey God rather than men. And when it comes to the salvation of our children, this is why we do marry within the faith, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our marriages, for the sake of our children's eternal life. We'll be right back. Talk about embryo adoption with Jennifer Lull.
For Christ-centered, cross-focused worship and preaching, come to St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bon Terre, Missouri. This is Pastor Charles Henriksen inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for divine service at 9 o'clock and Bible class at 10:15. St. Matthew's is located in the town of Bon Terre, about a half hour south of St. Louis. For more information, visit us online at stmatthewbt.org. That's stmatthewbt.org.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Stephen Parks, on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church. And I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. 300.